This is Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. Mayor Renner, I want to ask you about some comments you apparently made at the mayor's open house meeting last Friday at City Hall. There's a video I saw floating around online. It looks like you're asked a question during this open forum about diversity, and you say something along the lines of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, quote, does not behave like someone who is an African American. Can you elaborate and explain what you meant by that comment?
Well, it was certainly a poor choice of words. I was saying that essentially what we sometimes call descriptive representation, just because somebody is of a particular racial group or maybe is a particular ethnic group, does not necessarily mean that they will represent that group and its broader interests. So the snippet that you're talking about was promoted by a blogger who only conveniently, well, one, misquoted me, and two, only put in part of a very long conversation. There were people from the media who were there, and many other people. That was a very well attended group. Nobody asked me a question about that until about 48 hours later. So
yeah,
anyway,
and you can't
see in the video
what question you were asked, and then the beginning or end of your comments even. So what question even prompted that? Since I haven't actually seen it,
I haven't actually even seen it. I've heard second to your comments about it, but we were talking about representation broadly, right? So I'm not really going to be in a position where I discuss what someone, a single person who doesn't even live in our community, is a blogger, puts on a blog. But
so I think here you're referencing Diane Benjamin, who runs the BLN news site that has the video.
Yeah, and I don't mention her name. I would assume that, especially if you're dealing with regular news, I'm not quite sure even YGLT would mention her, because there's not much that's terribly credible there. But anyway, going back to what the main theme of the open house was that I have every 2 weeks is a broader representation on all boards and commissions, and do boards and commissions look like Bloomington? Yes, they look much more like Bloomington today, with the nearly 300 board and commission members, than they did 4 years ago. We have gays, we have straights, we have people from the west side, east side, we have people of color as well as white people, we have younger people and millennials as well as older people, and that was not the case 6 years ago. We, other than the Human Relations Commission, we basically had a bunch of old middle-aged and old white guys. Nothing wrong with middle-aged white guys, I'm one, right? But you need to have some degree of diversity in terms of opinions, and I think you make better decisions when you have more diversity of ideas and thoughts and perspectives, because obviously we are all functions of how we are raised and our life experiences. And my life experiences are different from yours and from other people. And understanding that is critical to making board and commission appointments.
And so I think that does clarify the point you're trying to make about descriptive representation. And to be fair, GLT does not often cite BLN News as a provider of content on our air,
but in this case, I think the local media generally cites somebody who doesn't live in our community and is a single person who's espousing their views. If somebody sat on a street corner and did it every day, you probably wouldn't pay much attention to them.
No, I think that's totally fair. Regardless, you made the comment and you just yourself said it was
right.
A poor choice of words, right?
Right, absolutely.
Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner, thanks for your time today.
Thanks
on
a lot,
Sound
Ryan.
Ideas.
Take care. Bye-bye.
I'm Ryan Denham.
The mayors of Bloomington Normal join us most Tuesdays after their regular and special council meetings. Next week, you'll hear from Normal Mayor Chris Coos.